KWOS Open Air 837, State Representative Sarah Walsh from Southern Boone County is in with us this morning on KWOS Open Air. Sarah, welcome back.
Well, thank you. Good morning, everyone.
You've been able to rest up a little bit, get some work done during spring break?
Yes, both.
Yeah, excellent.
Busy. Well, I think for a lot of folks, I think pleasantly surprised, and members of the Missouri House included, how many bills you got passed out of the House when there was a lot of rumblings out there that there wouldn't be a lot of cooperation and things wouldn't be moving ahead this session. You 150 plus, right?
That's right. We sure did. We just stayed focused and moved forward. And it's really great to see the Senate. You know, last week they passed 7 bills that we had sent them. So, I mean, they're working well with us and things are getting done. Just a little sidebar. I wanted to do a shout out. I saw as I came here into the studio, Sports Soccer magazine, and my constituent, Elizabeth Luth, Lady Pinho, was right there on the cover. So congrats to her. That's wonderful. All the good things she's doing in the community. And so just wanted to do a little shout out there.
Yeah. A bunch of young ladies and young men, some great honors this week sports-wise.
Yeah, they're the hardwood. All-state, and Elizabeth is headed to Western Illinois University on an athletic scholarship, and I think also a little bit of an academic scholarship as well. And her father, Dr. Jerry Lutz, over there, and they're great members of the California community.
Yeah, they sure are. Mm-hmm. So just congratulations to them. So back to the budget. So what we did right before spring break, the committee worked hard, many hours late into the night, next morning a few times. And so our committee worked, many months on putting together the first draft of the budget. And some things that are in that budget that is going to come to the House floor next week for the whole body to potentially put amendments on to maybe make changes and then to vote out and send it over to the Senate that we've got full funding for the K-12 school foundation formula. And that's $98 million that was above the fiscal year 2018 appropriation. And so that's $48 million. So the 98 of that 98, $48 million was above what the governor had recommended of $50 million for Missouri schools. And so that's over and above. And then it includes also state dollars for preschool programs for children that are eligible for free and reduced lunch statewide. And also in that budget restores the governor's recommended core cuts to the state higher education institutions. So it's going to restore at least $38 million of the governor's proposed cuts and will restore all funding if the institutions agree to prevent tuition increases to Missouri students. I spoke with University of Missouri President Moon Choi. He was there and testified during the budget hearing. And, this is workable for them. This is something that they're very excited about. And of course, they've been committed to having a lot of scholarships and things like that that they are doing. They've got a textbook, reducing costs of textbook initiative that they're doing, a lot of different things. I've just been so impressed with Moon Choi, the president of the university, as well as the leadership from Chancellor Alexander Cartwright. You know, they have been so easy to work with and communicate with and so very present and active in the community. President Choi has shown up at 4-H meetings and he's been just all throughout the district, working really hard on behalf of the university. So that's been good to see as a tiger and graduate, and then also just for the importance of higher education. A couple other things with the budget as well with this first draft is restoring half of the funding cuts made to Medicaid providers in the fiscal 18 budget. So that's going to include hospitals, nursing homes, physicians, and in-home providers. And then an additional $2 million for the expansion of the workforce development program through the state's community colleges, and restoring more than $400,000 in cuts that were made to the Missouri National Guard. So those are a few things. One specific amendment that I put in and that got passed was, there had been essentially it had zeroed out the line for Task Force 1 funding. And I had toured Task Force 1, which is in the Boone County Fire Department building. It's housed there. They have, a lot of different med kits and supplies and things like that to respond to disasters. And they can also be dispatched by FEMA through SEMA, through the Federal Emergency Management Agency, and actually go outside of the state. They've been to Puerto Rico and then way back, to respond to September 11th attacks and things like that.
They were just down in Houston.
Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly. And so this would have... The governor's recommendation would have zeroed out that funding for that line item. And so I put forth an amendment to restore the $63,000 that the agency, it falls under Department of Public Safety, and that the agency had requested. And so we passed that. And so that is in this draft version, $63,000 of funding for Task Force 1, Missouri Task Force 1. And I am committed to working in the future to get more money for them. But for now, you know, with the tight budget situation, everything like that, focused on just restoring what they had asked. And so it's, you know, the work that they do is vital and critical. And, you know, I'm just really proud to have worked with both the agency and then, you know, the leadership there with Task Force 1 to make that happen.
Now, for those who don't know, there's only a certain pool of money that you have to work with. So when you talk about being able to fund these other things, you have to be taking money from other places. How are you able to kind of patch this together?
That is correct. And so there's a process that we go through. And so being new in the legislature, there's training. Mm-hmm. And so you go through training on how to do that. And basically, you have to look in the budget and work with the staff at the Capitol. We have wonderful staff at the Missouri Capitol that have been there for many, many years. Doing the good work of putting together the amendments and drafting all that. So working with them, working with leadership. You know, so I worked with I'm also not only on the full budget committee, but on the subcommittee on appropriations for Department of Revenue, Transportation, Department of Public Safety and Corrections. So Representative Kathy Conway chairs that committee. So working on an amendment, you would put the amendment in the subcommittee, so that's where it would start if you're on a subcommittee on budget, which we are, and then it has to pass there. Then after it passes there, it goes then to the full committee, and the full budget committee then would have to pass that. And after that, then if it gets into that, then again, it would go before the whole floor and the body. So that's kind of a process there. You know, without getting too much into the weeds, but it's so important to work with, to be able to have good people skills, just like with any other business, to be able to work with everyone and to work hard on communication, because, you know, you need to be able to have the support of your colleagues on whatever it is that you're working on, and to be able to have good information. So to research the issues so that way when you're testifying on behalf of what you're proposing, that you can answer the questions of your colleagues. There, you know, or sometimes it was interesting that sometimes there's, and you learn as you're listening through the process, you may hear other questions asked on other amendments and think, oh, well, that's something, you know, to make sure that if I'm putting forth an amendment, you know, that I've done my homework on that. So again, because we're making decisions very quickly. And so it's so important to have your agency in the room. So that way, if they're testifying, if there's a question asked as to how that's going to impact them or where the money's coming from, that the agency's there to say, you know, and that you've worked with the agencies, too, because that's where most of this money we're working. We're not taking dollars. We're taking appropriation authority from one area to another. And so, yes, it's just communication and good, just hard, you know, hard work and detailed effort.
Sarah Walsh, state representative from Mid-Missouri, Southern Boone County is where Sarah's from, joining us this morning on KWOS Open Air. State workers are very interested in what's going to happen to their paycheck once the smoke clears on the upcoming budget. We'll talk to Sarah about that when we come back on KWOS Open Air. KWOS Open Air brought to you by Arts Pest Control. You stay, they go. 556-6397, our number. State Representative Sarah Walsh in with us this morning, getting back to work at the Capitol. Officially back to work. Everybody keeps working right through spring break. Those are the way it works. Sarah, state worker pay. That's such a big deal here in Mid-Missouri. And former state government employee yourself, you can relate. That gets people's attention when we talk about state worker pay and the potential for pay raises, no matter how modest, at the State House.
It sure is. You know, it's very important, those pay raises. That's one thing I heard a lot when I went in the district and door-to-door and was talking to people, especially because, I mean, again, the wages are low. The governor had recommended pay raises for state employees, and for the most part, and I don't have all my multiple budget books with me, but for the most part, I believe that we kept most of those in the budget. There were some adjustments, I know, at some points, but that's something that the budget chair has you know, spoken in favor of. And I know there was one conversation too during the budget committee where there was a discussion of whether or not, with the health benefits, whether to essentially let the Missouri Consolidated Healthcare Plan take money. It was an amendment, you know, take money from that in lieu of the raise, basically, that the employees would get. And I know the chairman, Scott Fitzpatrick, spoke about that and said that, in his mind, that he felt that it was important, because for someone to actually get a pay raise, I mean, just the optics of that, and that's people can then spend that money, you know, themselves. And it, you know, it's a debatable question, because again, with any of these things, you're taking from one area and giving to another. But state employee pay raises, and even if it is just a small amount, it's something that I'm a supporter of, and I think it's very important that we can keep that in the budget as it reaches the House floor this next week.
There was some uncertainty about the state workers' pension as well. Did you guys work at all on that, or is that anything that was out of your purview?
So I also serve on pensions committee, and so we had several different bills that came through our committee. Some of it talked about strengthening the pensions for St. Louis police officers, the city police, that went through the committee. There was also some other discussion about, through loggers, the local area government, including different local governments and allowing them to be parts of that, because different cities can either kind of have their own healthcare plan or can kind of come into that. So we discussed, there were several different bills that we passed out of committee and passed on as we discussed those options. I don't recall that we actually discussed anything that was an overall bill for all state employees, but there was, it could very well have been a piece of part of legislation that reached the floor.
Okay.
Cheryl, when we had you on right after, you were on with us the week or so right after State of the State address at the state capitol, and the bombshell came down that same day about the allegations against the governor and all, and almost to a man, to a woman that we talked to at the state house, everybody was very, very concerned about this being a major distraction and not getting any work accomplished. I think everybody's kind of pleasantly surprised, aren't you?
Well, you know, quite honestly, I mean, and I think I don't recall if I've mentioned this here on this show or not, but I've worked in many different work environments, everything from a factory to being a state employee to working for a nonprofit. And every place that I've worked, I mean, there's always some type of rumor somewhere. And so myself, and as a representative, as well as just as an individual in all my workplaces, I've always made it a practice to be able to just focus on the work at hand, to try to stay out of rumor mills and it's those types of, and it's just common workplace, you know, activity, you know, no matter where you work, but it's not very productive. So I just, you know, it was so good to see that my colleagues really, there are such professionals at the Capitol building, and that everyone focused on the task at hand. I mean, now that's not to say that this issue was not taken seriously. I mean, the speaker put together a committee that is looking into the facts of the matter. So, you know, they're looking into that process. You know, as most people are aware, the House has impeachment authority. So, you know, it definitely is, you know, it's a serious matter. But at the same time, so far as just the day-to-day, you know, rumor mill, everyone, you know, was very professional, that from what I saw working at the Capitol, and again, just getting the work of the people done.
Any pieces of your legislation making moves this session, or you know, we always kid the freshmen that sometimes you got to wait in line, but how are things going on your priorities this year?
So my top priority was budget, because of how much information and how big the decisions are that I was making. So I didn't introduce a whole lot of bills. Mm-hmm. I introduced just a few. And one of the bills that I introduced, which was extending the deadline for the Champions for Children tax credit, that was bundled into a bill with several other tax credits. And that bill's already been sent to the Senate. And so, and I think they may have already passed it. I've got to look at my details, but I know that it was everything went real positive over there. So we've done our job on the House side. Mm-hmm. So we've passed that on. Another bill that I've introduced is working with the Department of Public Safety and the Fire Service Division. And so this would take money from funds that has accumulated in funds relatively small amounts of money and would broaden the language so that way the fire service can keep some of this money instead of it just sitting. They can actually spend it on if they need a new vehicle or if they need more training, if they perhaps would go to doing online training for the firefighters, they would be able to use this money from funds. And this is from fees that people would pay, boiler permit fees, different types of inspection fees that comes into the department. And so rather than it being money that's appropriated, they have to very narrow way of spending it, it would be something that they would have a little bit more. But at the same time, then this is something that would go before the whole body. Budget would then have to give them the authority to spend it every year. So that's moving.
Thank you, Sarah. State Representative Sarah Walsh in with us this morning. Sarah, we'll let you get back to it and off to the races next week, right back at it at the Capitol.
Thank you very much. It's been good being with you.